nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
I want to record the message. Developing a Christian character. Developing a Christian character. How do you get a mango fruit? Praise the Lord. How do you get a mango fruit? Don't worry, talk. How do you get a mango fruit? Okay, you say you plant a mango seed. Alright, who else? You want a mango fruit. Mango. How do you get it? Okay, my sister said from the mango tree. Okay. What if I plant a pawpaw tree? I cannot get a mango fruit. Are you sure? Do you all agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what if I plant a cashew tree? Okay, so we all agree that a mango fruit will come from a mango tree. That means it comes from the cashew tree and a mango, both of them are trees. Yes. But both of them produce different kind of fruit.
Yes.
That means you produce fruit after your own nature, after your kind. Yes. So when God made man, he said, let us make man in our image, after our kind, after our likeness, after our kind. So when God produced everything in Genesis 1, he produced them after their kind. He said the vegetation, the trees, he said all of them bearing seed after their kind. So you have a kind. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if you want a character, if you want virtue, then they must come from a nature. Just like a mango fruit will come from a mango nature. There are so many trees, but every tree has different nature. And the nature determines the kind of fruit that will come out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the same way a character, Christian character or godly character, let me put it that way too, the same thing. A godly character will come out of a godly nation. Are we on the same page?
Yes, sir.
So a godly character will come out of a godly nation. No matter how hard a cashew tree tries, can it produce a mango fruit?
No.
It can never. So it's not by trying, it's not by effort. So effort is zero. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You must first have that nature, the nature that will produce a godly character. And my brother mentioned a seed. That you must first of all plant a mango seed. The seed will grow and become a mango tree. Then the tree will now begin to produce what?
Fruit.
Can you see the stages? The seed to the tree, and then the tree to the fruit. First, you must be born again. You must. It's a nature. Godliness is in, you must be born again. You must give your life to Christ. There is no middle ground. Not that, okay, I'm sure, you know, I go to church, I do this, I attend one meeting here and the other, I'm in a department. Being in a department in a church or even coming to church does not produce that fruit. You must be born again. Being born again is having God's nature implanted inside of you. That's where it starts from. So you must give your life to Christ, as allow Christ to come into your life and implant the new nature in you. The Bible says that he that is in Christ is a new creation. He said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are becomes new. It is out of that new life that that nature can begin to flow. He that in Christ is a new creation, is a new person, he created. The Bible said in Ephesians 2:10 that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We are created in Christ Jesus. So when you get born again, when you become a believer in Christ, God implants a nature inside of you, like my brother said, a seed. So when you now come in, it's your responsibility and my responsibility to nurture that seed for it to grow. So that seed can be planted and it may not grow. A lot of some people are born again. They are genuinely saved. They are born again, but they don't have character. They don't have godly nature. They have the nature inside of them, but they don't exhibit it out. Their life is so full of anger, malice, greed, lust, all kind of hatred, all kinds of things. It can so still dominate the life. Praise the Lord. So when you get born again, it's being planted as a seed. Your spirit gets born again. Even your soul is not yet changed when you are born again. Man is made up of three things: the spirit, the soul, and the body. So the spirit, the soul, and the body does not get born again. Never. That's why God says he will just destroy the body. He will give you a new body after death. So the body remains what it is. The body does not change. The body still remains what it is. And there are three things the body likes. The body likes this body. It likes comfort. No, food, sex, and comfort. These three things. All the categories, food, sex, comfort, all this massive stealing, looting people are doing to them to have a comfortable life at the expense of other people. So, but the spirit, like I'm telling you, the spirit gets born again. Then your soul is now left to you to now begin to change, transform. The Bible says, be you changed by transforming your mind, renewing your mind. That renewal happens within your soul. Praise the Lord. So it is from that place you start changing, your life beginning to get better. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then you cannot begin to exhibit certain character. All of us here wants to be good people. Everybody. Praise the Lord. That you are even in this kind of meeting, in this kind of atmosphere, you want to be a very good person. You want godly character. All those things we call the fruit of the Spirit. Patience, gentleness, meekness, faith, love, self-control. I think the Bible is said about 9 or there about Galatians 5:22. Now you want to exhibit all of those characters, but like I say, those characters will come from a nature. So our responsibility is to grow that nature, you know, the godly nature inside of us, to grow that spiritual nature, that divine nature, that godly nature that is inside of us, for us to grow it. When you grow it, the fruit automatically will be coming out. It's not a struggle. Anger will be there for the next 30 years. Because anger is a fruit of the flesh. Look at Galatians 22. Yes, Galatians 22. Galatians 5:22. But before 22, I want to also read the first from verse 16.
So I say, okay. Live by the Spirit. Okay. And you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Okay. Verse 16. I'm reading from NIV version. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. 17. For the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. 19. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. 20. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions. 21. And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23. Gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Those, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now look at verse 19. Then verse 17 tells us about a conflict. There's a war in your soul. There's a war inside your own soul. And that war is between the flesh and the spirit. If this thing happens inside of you, it doesn't happen, it's not something you see outside. There's that conflict inside between the flesh and one want to dominate your life. And if the flesh is allowed to dominate our life, these are the things we start seeing. You see all this adultery. You see there, look at verse 17. For the flesh fight against the spirit. And the spirit, it's a fight, it's a war zone. Praise the Lord. It's a war zone. The flesh against the spirit against the flesh. I say, and these are contrary to one another. These are two opposites. So that you do not do the thing. Can you see? You don't do the things that you want. Have you seen it? You say, you don't do the things that you want. I want to be a good lady before my parents. You know, but you just find yourself doing all the negative things in the home. You just want to be a good boy. You know, you want a good report. You want your parents to be happy with you. Like that. But you just find yourself doing the very wrong things. You see what is responsible. You see, that one could say the flesh. It's not just this body alone. That flesh too is a spirit. It's another kind of spirit that is working in your members. Praise the Lord. That is working in your, and it works through your desire. Sometimes it works through your desire. It's your desire. That's where the battle is. Can you see? This battle that is inside of you, this is the battle in your desire. So it's a war zone, like I told you. And this war is fought within inside your desire. Don't forget Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. Where was the battle? Was it not their desire? Now look at this tree. She saw that this thing is good for food. It's pleasing to the eyes. And it's good to make one have knowledge. But they said it was Satan that was tempting her. So Satan tempted her desires. And that's the same thing that's what we call the flesh. The flesh and the spirit. Then the spirit on its own is now comes, it gives you kind of godly kind of thought, godly kind of desire. You know, desire that are pleasing to God, you know. Pleasing to God and acceptable. You know, as a acceptable moral standard, I know, amongst men too. I continue. He said, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. These are adultery. Can you see adultery? You see fornication? They are coming from somewhere. They are rooted in a nation. So if God does not help you to change, if you, so long as you have that nation, it is automatic. Maybe you try, you just hold it for some time, but after some time you enter inside. We have stories to tell, all of those excuses. If you, after you remove those excuses, you go to the main reason. It is the flesh. Because these are the things, the flesh. He said the works of the flesh. This is what the flesh likes. He said the first thing is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery. You see, hatred. Can you see this? Can you see hatred? That I hate somebody. So, or somebody hates you. You see, contention. You see, jealousy. It's an outburst of wrath, outburst of anger. It's a selfish ambition, it's just only you. Somebody becomes a governor, he steals all the whole money. Steals the money that himself and his grandchildren to the 10th generation cannot finish. In fact, he will go and steal it. I used to tell you that it's a curse. He will steal all the money and go and put it in a Oibo land. After he dies, his own children cannot even touch that money. And still, he's still stealing and putting it there. Can you see what is responsible? So many times there's no explanation. He has stolen money. Before he became a governor, he has been maybe a commissioner. He has been one of these positions. He still. It's enough for his lifetime. He becomes a governor. After he becomes a governor, he's still for 8 years. From there, he says he's going to Senate. You go and sit down in Senate for the next 12 years. He keeps stealing, and you just stay around the whole circle. Praise the Lord. Can you see? There is no break. He's inside of it, he dies. This is what is. And he ends up living a miserable life on it. Praise the Lord. See, the money that you give people water. Look at this, your school now. You know, water, good hostels. How much does this cost to build hostel? To build enough hostel? How much does it cost? This is, I'm showing what is responsible. It's a nation. It doesn't need a. Yes, the only explanation we need to have is that it's coming out of this nation. If this nation, it will do all the things that are wrong. This is good though. Everything that is against good, that's what it will do. So I'm giving you about people that are in a place of authority. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So it, on and on. Then if you now go to verse 22. No, verse 21. Envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such thing will not do what? Those who practice such thing will not what? People that do such thing will not inherit the kingdom of God. So inheriting kingdom is not, is beyond the coming out on an altar call. If you come out on an altar call and you continue doing these things, you cannot inherit God's kingdom. If you practice these things. And look, and then we'll now continue. Look at verse 22. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Let's echo it. It's what?
Love.
Number two.
Love.
Number three.
Peace.
Number four.
Justice.
Number five.
Kindness.
Number six.
Goodness.
Number seven.
Faithness.
Number eight.
Gentleness.
Number nine.
Gentleness.
What did the Bible say? If everybody you know live this kind of life, how would the earth be like? How would Nigeria be like? That is the heaven we are talking about. That's heaven. Imagine everybody you know in Nigeria, listen. Everybody you know in Nigeria, their basic character is love. They have joy, peace, patience. They are kind, they are good, faithful, they are gentle, they have self-control. So this is, and it's a nature that it must be inside of us. So when we got born again, when we come to Jesus Christ, this is what he begins to do inside of us. He puts this nature inside of us, but you must grow in it. Praise the Lord. You must grow. This is where now comes spiritual growth. Growing in the spirit, or spiritual growth is growing in this character and in this virtue. Is it growing in love? Growing in joy? Growing in peace? Growing in gentleness? You are more calm. That rough boy that they used to know, after 6 months, people look at you, what has happened to you? You are not the person I used to know. After another 6 months again, this brother that is so selfish, his selfishness is just about you. Just about you. You can't even share your food with your, maybe you are staying in a room with one of your neighbor. Maybe his food finished. You have food. You can't even share with that neighbor. All of a sudden, you are like, brother, come and eat. All of a sudden, you are sharing your food stuff with that neighbor. It looks like, what has happened to this brother? This is what we call Christian character. The fruit of the Spirit. It's something that can reflect and people will see in your life on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. So I want to announce you that this is why you come to church every day. You see all this church we come to, beyond our choir, our drama, our Bible study, is supposed to lead us to this life, to help us to develop this character. Of what use it is to be in church for 5 years, and the man himself, the woman himself has not changed? Of what use? Praise the Lord. No, look at it. Look at it. Of what use it means you came to FECA. You came to, this is Federal College of Agriculture, right? Akure. You came to Federal College of Agriculture. After 3 years, you left the same way you came. No knowledge has been added. Would they even give you any certificate? Even men will not qualify for the next level. Men will not qualify. The same way, the things you know when you came, you have not learned any new things. After three or two years in FECA. The same thing we do, we come to church, the same character we have is the same character that follows us after how many years? So the change must be evident. People must see it. People must testify. Jesus said, let your good works so shine before men. Right? Right? Please help me. Let your light so shine. This is the light we are talking about. This is the light. Let your light so shine so that men will see your good works and then give glory to your Father in heaven. Please, I want to challenge us to. And this is the road. See, you know something about prosperity. This is the ultimate road to prosperity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know about sowing and reaping, giving money to a man of God, sow to the anointing. All of those things, they are good, they are truth. But once you develop this character, You know what happens to you? Goodness and mercy will begin to follow you. Praise the Lord. Just like David that wrote that psalm. But look at the character of David. Even when King Saul wanted to kill him, even when God delivered Saul to David 2 times, David refused to lift up his hand against him. He said, I will not lift up my hand against the Lord's anointed. God went wild about David. Praise the Lord. So there were so many things about David's character. I don't want to go into it, but he said goodness and mercy. Anywhere David steps to, goodness and mercy follow him. He lived a blessed life because of his character, because of the kind of life that he was living. Spirits and angels respond to the life that you live on a daily basis. Look at Cornelius. What did the Bible say? Your prayer in Acts chapter 10. Say your prayer and your alms. His arm was that he was always giving things to the poor. He said, you're giving goods to the poor. He said, your prayer and your arms have come up before me. Now go send men to Joppa. Joppa, let them invite Peter and let Peter come and speak to you. And when Peter was speaking to him, God did one of the strangest miracles in the Bible. While Peter was here speaking to them, they got born again and received the Holy Ghost at the same time. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was one of the strangest miracles in the Bible. They got born again without even confessing their sins, anything. They were just listening. They have not spoken. They were just listening. They got born again and God filled the Holy Ghost at the same time. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, your prayer and your arms have come unto me. Abel, God testified to Abel and to his offering. He said, he told Cain, if you do well, you'll be accepted. Cain was not living right. Before God even rejected their offering. If you read that place in Genesis 4, he told Cain, if you do well, you will be accepted. So he was not even living right. Praise the Lord. So when you pick your Bible, when we do all those things you learn in Sunday school, in Bible study, it's for us to go and start practicing them. Praise the Lord. Because I've been in the church too for some time. I've seen people, they just hear these things and they just forget about it. Come and hear again, forget about it. But you looked at their life is not changing, their life is not reflecting. If Jesus said that if somebody should offend you, he said if your brother should offend you, what did he say you should do? He said you should forgive. How many of us here are bottling unforgiveness with one person or the other? Somebody has offended you somewhere. Somebody did something that is still locking inside of your heart. Can you leave this meeting and simply go and forgive the person? Just let go the person in your heart. To the extent that they asked Jesus, how many times should my brother offend me? You know, the disciples were struggling with it. Just like a lot of us struggle with it. Maybe one uncle that refused to give you money while you are in school. One uncle that mistreated, or your auntie that mistreated your parent, or your parents that told you story about so relative. And your mind is poisoned about that person. Can you just let go that poison? Can you just let go? Can you extract that poison? Allow the Holy Ghost to expunge that poison. Expunge that hate. You can see hatred is one of the fruit of the flesh. Can you allow those hatred to go? So that you can now begin to have a new breath of life inside of you. Praise the Lord. So these are the things you see in the Bible. You say, how many times should my brother offend me? You say, 70 times what? 7 times in a day. You know, they say in a day. 70 times, 7 times. This is 490 times. It's not possible. So that means always forgive. That's the message of forgiveness. Then there's a portion in the Bible that God said that Psalm 18, that to the merciful, I myself what? I will show myself merciful. Sometimes when people don't deserve something, you should give it to them. We know he doesn't deserve it. When they don't deserve it, give it to them. But that's what the Bible says. And this is the Christian character, the godly character we are talking about. If you do it, then God will reward you in another place. Praise the Lord. Amen. It went on to say that if your enemy is thirsty, give him water to drink. He said, Jesus told them that you have heard it has been said before, an eye for an eye. Right? An eye for an eye. What again? I want us to do it together. What again? No, an eye for an eye. A tooth for what? If somebody break your tooth, break it soon. Break it soon too. If somebody break your eye, Abby, hurt your eye, hurt the person's eye. That was the Old Testament. But Jesus said that I now tell you. Look at Matthew 5. Yes. Matthew 5. Verse 44.
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you.
Okay,
45. That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the lust and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? 47. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? 48. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
The last verse, what did he say? I want everybody to echo it. So, can you see what is the meaning of perfection? It's just everything that, you know, some of us say nobody can be perfect. I want to tell you that there are people that are living on earth today and they are perfect. When David was alive, God called him a perfect man. When Job was alive, God told Satan, have you beheld my servant Job? That man is perfect. So if men can say we are not, people are not, nobody is perfect, that is men. But God looks from heaven and says some people are perfect. Why did he say so? Why did he say so? It's not because they don't make mistakes, but because they, at least they make effort, they endeavor to live this kind of life. He said, when your enemy, he said, bless them that curse you. Pray for them that use you anyhow, despitefully use you. He said, I love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Did he say you should curse them back? Did he say you should curse them back? Do good to those who hate you. He said, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Those that are used like slaves. Maybe stay with some people. You see, when some people, maybe they don't have their orphan, they don't have parents again, go and stay with some people. The way they maltreat them and everything, God says, still pray for them. Say, find it in your heart to, you know, if you obey God here, God will do amazing things in your life that you yourself, all your life, you'll be surprised. God will bless you eternally. Praise it. That's why a lot of you pray. Go and climb Orioke. Orioke, do all prayer, all kinds of prayer, 40 days, fasting, hour. For 40 days. Life, their lives are not changing. Simple obedience to God's word. This is character. So you need, I told you that this kind of life, you cannot leave it to, it comes out of a nation, which is the nature of God inside of you. So you must grow that nation. You must learn to grow that nation. Then verse, it continue to verse 45. He said, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. He said, don't do partiality in life. Don't differentiate between people. You see, politicians, when they win election, they say, these people, this town, did not vote for them. Praise the Lord. They will not do anything in that town. Because they don't have this nature, this character of God inside of them. If you have it, even the people that vote for you, the people that did not vote for you, you are the governor of everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are the senator representing all the constituency. You should be able to do something for them. Praise the Lord. Then you continue that, if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same thing? The people they call tax collector in the Bible, they are those category of sinners, those days. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors, sinners, do the same. He said, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. God's kind of perfection is that he sends his rain on the just and on the unjust, and he sends his son on both on the good and on the evil. There is a portion in the Bible that talks about childbirth. So when my wife wanted to deliver, that was the scripture I used to pray. Praise the Lord. He said, the woman will be saved if they continue in love, if they walk in love. You see, When man sin, the man and the woman sin, God now gives to place judgment. He say, in sorrow and in pain, you are going to give birth to a child. But when Jesus came, he reversed the course. Then he now left a provision. He said, if they have to walk in love, if they walk in love, he said, the woman will be saved in childbirth. Should I show you that scripture?
Yes.
You want to see it?
Yes.
Yeah, because when your wife wants to deliver, you have something to use to tell God. The Bible says, let us reason together. I didn't do much prayer. I took that scripture and I went to God. I said, okay. Should I show us?
Yes.
Sister Justina, should I show us?
Yes.
Okay. You know, she said no, I'll just continue. Okay, Timothy. Second Timothy, I mean. You know, those ones that have first and second, you know, they can be so confusing sometimes. Praise the Lord. I'm coming now. Okay. It's 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let this my brother read for us. Him that said I should open it. But from verse from 13 to 15.
For Adam.
Yeah.
For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse he's reading from verse 13 to 15. 1 Timothy. Continue.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control.
Praise the Lord. Have you seen those things we read in Galatians? Galatians 5. He said the fruit of this love, joy, peace, faith, long suffering. He said the woman will be saved during childbirth if they continue in faith, in love, in holiness with self-control. You see, somebody is carrying big pregnancy and is quarreling up and down. Can you see how people injure themselves in life? He's carrying bees, he's fighting his neighbor. No. He said if they continue in love, his automatic ticket is guaranteed. Angelic beings will be with her when she wants to deliver. Because this one has obeyed God's commandment. The result, the fruit of obedience. Praise the Lord. So what I simply my prayer is that thank you. I say, Father, I walk in love. I walk in love. So my wife will have a supernatural childbirth. And that also happened. He said, my people perish for what? For it's not because God has not made provision. It's because they are lacking the knowledge. Okay, let me ask you, you don't have any money, no money at all, you don't have money. And let's say there is 10,000, maybe under your box, and you don't know. There's 10,000 under your box, or maybe, those of us that use that, you know that traveling bag we used to use in school? You know, you used to have something like this, then you now have under, you know that traveling bag? Under the traveling bag, there's that something they put. Maybe under you have 10,000 there, and you don't even know. Praise you, and you don't have one error. Will you be able to buy something? But the day you know that the 10,000 is there, won't you discover the money I used to buy something? That's what knowledge does. Even when God has made provision, and if you don't know it, you still end up casualty in life. Praise the Lord. You end up casualty in life. Then one of the ways to guarantee abundance that you never lack, one of it is giving. Is giving. He said, give and it shall be given to you. But some of us struggle to give. So one of the direct road to prosperity, giving, is not just when you go and give a man of God or come and give offering in church. See, your neighbor does not have food. He's suffering and you have plenty food stacked somewhere. Yeah, if my food finish now, what will I eat? You cannot see your neighbor that is hungry today to give him out of your food to eat. You are keeping that, what will I eat tomorrow? The semester is still very long. Don't you have faith? If you share with your neighbor, God said that he will supply your need too. But we can't even share our things with our neighbor. You know, your neighbor is hungry and you have food too. You can't give your neighbor. That's not a godly character. That's not walking in the faith. So these are where you learn. This is how you develop. I'm giving the practical aspect of developing a Christian character and Christian virtue. There was one day I gave somebody something, and God told me that this thing that you give, you will never lack it in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This thing you have given, you will never lack it in life. I must tell you, it was a car, the first car I got. The first car I bought. So the Lord impressed in my heart to give it out. Give it out. So then, those days, I gave the car out. And when I gave the car out, for the next 1 year, I didn't have a car. I was even preparing for marriage. I gave out the car, I didn't even have a car. I got married like that, you know. So after I gave the car, you know, see, I will never lack a vehicle in my life. Praise the Lord. He said, give and it shall be given back to you. You are not giving and you go and climb mountains, say you are praying. Who are you praying to? You have disobeyed the one that just spoke to you. Somebody said, it's out of Lushamba. He said, you cannot make up in prayer what you lack in obedience. Obedience. He said, you cannot make up in prayer what you lack in obedience. God has spoken to you, given an instruction to go and do something. You run away, you don't do it like Jonah. Go here, I'm not going there. You now go and start praying. Prayer cannot make up for obedience. When it's ceasing to pray, pray. When it's ceasing to obey God, obey God. When you disobey God, you will meet the consequences of disobedience. So these are the little things that spoil our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. These are the little things that spoils our life. Jesus said, for you to be the greatest, you must be the servant of. You must be the servant. You must learn to serve. Now, if you learn to serve today, you know, if you serve today, God will also bring people that will come and serve you later in life. So these are the divine equation. But if you now begin to violate, you know, this is God's word and God's pattern and God's instruction pattern and ways that he laid down for men, and you want to get it another way around, it's not just possible. Praise the Lord. It's not just possible. So you need to start learning it. You need to go back, what you read in the word of God, what you hear in when you come to fellowship like this, when you go to for Bible study, when you listen to a message, try and practice it. Try and carry it out. See, the journey to the future is a very long journey. It's long. Your future is still very long. It's very long. How many of you can guarantee yourself that you will live for the next 50 years? You can't. You only pray and depend. You only cry to God. You only believe God for it. Even this same school, so many people that pass out from this school, a lot of people still die young. It's not my word, but that's the truth about life. So how do we know who is the person? But there's a manner of life you can live. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feather, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. If you read on and on, go to verse 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, he said, therefore will I deliver him. He said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me in trouble and I will deliver him. Praise the Lord. Can you see the kind of person that God will help? Then if you read down to the last verse, he said that with long life will I, Jehovah, satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. Can you see it's not everybody? He tells you, okay, Psalm 91, open it. Are you Psalm 91? I'll pick some verses then. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You now go to verse 9. He said, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. You have made God your habitation. You have made God your dwelling place. You have made God your covering. God is the one covering your head. He said, because you have done that. That's what that verse 9 says. He said, because you have done that. Look at verse 10. He said, no evil shall do what?
He said, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your way. There is nothing like accident on the way. One unfortunate accident and the man is dead. It's not this man that is under God's covering. Where was the angels? God will query the angel. He said he has given his angels command. The word charge is command, authority. He has given the angels command. As the car is moving, the angels are following the vehicle. This vehicle must not tumble, because I have an assignment to keep this man alive. Who is that man? He said, the man that made God his refuge. You are telling young people to come and serve God. They are running from pillar to post. Amen. You just end up wounding your life on it. They are running from pillar to post. You call them here, they run another way. If you know what you stand to gain in God, you will befriend people that know God. You will befriend people that love God and people that desire God. You go to meetings that they will teach you and tutor you about God, because that's where your life begins from God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I continue my reading of Psalm 91. Now look at verse 14. Because he said, because of this reason, right? Because means for this reason. Another because he has set his love upon me. He said, therefore, when I don't deliver others him, I will deliver him. I will deliver her. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. What did the last verse say? He said, with long life will I satisfy him. This is the covenant of life. How many of us want to have this covenant? The covenant of life. Those are the things he's telling us. Those are the things I'm telling us. Praise the Lord. There are people that God has met them, and God has told them that they will not die until to certain age. Praise the Lord. One time, Kenneth E. Hagin, the mother was sick. The mother was about to die. He now went and met God. He said, Mama cannot die now. He was praying. He said, Mama cannot die now. God said, okay, I've added 15 years to her age. 15 years to her age. Now the mother was in her 60s. Now mama suffered so much to bring us up. You know, so and now that the son, a lot of us are doing well, you wanted mama to stay on earth for some. And mama, God said, I've added 15 more years to her age. That was Kenneth Hagin praying for the mother. And that was what happened. She died in her 82. So when she 82, when she fell sick again, Kenneth Hagin went and meet God. So when he was now praying, he said she will allow her to go home. How many of us remember the story of Hezekiah in the Bible? Hezekiah, it was God sent a prophet that this sickness, you are going to die. He started crying, and God said, as I was going, God sent him back. Go back and tell him that add 15 years to his age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are people that God has shown them the template of your life. This is at the age of 15. This is what I want you to do for me. At 60, at 70, at 80. There are people that are on earth right now alive, and God has shown them the template of their life. Would that man be sleeping and be scared of death? Praise the Lord. These are the things who stand. Our lives are not ordinary. These are the heritage. These are the things we stand to gain in God. Amen. He said, none of the sicknesses of Egypt, I'll put none of these diseases upon you. So when they ask you to come and serve God, like, thank God for this kind of meeting. You know, God bless the leadership of this meeting, Brother Tope and his team. When the people invite you to come and serve God, it's for your own good. I took that invitation when I was in the university. My life has not remained the same thing. Praise the Lord. I'm not just going to heaven. I live on heaven on earth. Amen. I'm already living in heavenly places on a daily basis. I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. You live right in heaven from earth. When you have a direct contact to God, when you are in touch with God, God is opening and unveiling details of your life. One day I was in school. I was in Zaria. My mother was sick. I did not know. She was about to travel. And she was so, I started praying for her. And the Holy Spirit asked me to travel home. I went home. When I met her, she said she wants to travel. I said, okay. I started praying, and in that road she was going to have an accident and die on that trip. You know where I went? I left Zaria. I left Zaria, Kaduna State, to Kogi State, my hometown. I left school. So when I got home, I started praying, okay. And then she was a Muslim. I used to be a Muslim. I had gotten born again. I become a Christian. I was praying. So he said, I didn't even tell her. I said, I should allow her to travel. So she woke up that morning, she said she's not traveling again. I said, you are not. She said she'll travel the following day. I said, okay. No, when I now got home, that night I had a dream. She was supposed to travel the following day. I had a dream that she did not travel that day and traveled the next day. When I woke up, she said she was not traveling again. I want to show you, when you begin working with God, God gives you access. He gives you access. The Bible says one of the things that the Holy Ghost does, that He will show you things to come. Praise the Lord. Is it in our Bible? That is going to be, He will show you things to come, things about your life. He will begin to show you. I saw that she did not travel again. So, and when she woke up, she said she was not going, she would go the following day. That night I had another dream. They were going, the car stopped on the way. When the car stopped on the way, after some time, either they now took another car or repaired the car, say they stopped on the way. I was in the journey life, and they continued the journey. So, I didn't tell her. You see, when you start walking with God, you not panic. Somebody say he has one dream, and they were cutting his head. He starts sweating and panicking. When you start walking with God, fear, God will banish fear out of your life. So, she went and she came back. She narrated the journey to me. The same thing happened. She said, then we were going, their car had an issue. They stopped on the way. After they repaired the car, they continued the journey. Simple. So, when they went and they came back safely. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you start working with God and God starts showing you things like that, how will your life look like? Will anybody pursue you to serve God? Eh? Would anybody kind of pamper you to serve God? This is the kind of thing that is open, but it begins with the little things that they teach you on a daily basis. Carry this Bible, open it and study your word. Can you make a dedication to this Bible that 1 hour every day I will study my Bible? It begins from there. A lot of you come to church, after church, surely you just drop your Bible. You don't study this book. Can you see your life is here? Your life is not in Feka. All those courses you are reading, your life is not there, your life is in this book. When I was in the university, I told myself that my life is in this book. I did very well in my academics, but I know that when it comes to my future, it is in this book that my future will open up. You see, my wife, I was not married, my wife, my children, everything I'll be doing on earth is going to be a function of what is written in this book. Praise the Lord. So I make more consecration and more dedication to this book than I did to my academics. Praise the Lord. And up to today, I'm doing the same thing, and God is helping me on a daily basis. So the same thing I want to put, you see, where is, see, your life is sitting in the pages of this book. The details, as God opens this book to you, and that's the same way your life will start opening to you. As God opened, I'm sitting down here talking to you because I made a commitment and a consecration to God and His word when I was in the university. That's why He even invited me to come and talk to you in the first place. Praise the Lord. I made a devotion to this word. The same thing, God will start elevating your life. You must take this word serious. Befriend people that will encourage you to encourage your spiritual life. Shetokwe has graduated and he keeps coming to this school, try to see how I can help some of you. And it's not just, he also comes to meet me too, you know. He comes to meet me too, we fellowship together, I teach him some things, like that. He's still hungry, he's still searching for God. So in as much as he is pouring into your life, him too is still hungry and still looking for God. Just give him some years from now, you see all the things that God will do in his life. The same thing with you too, if you can sustain that hunger. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, thirst for God. He said, they shall be what? Filled. I want to ask you, filled with what? He said, God will fill their life with His presence. God will fill their life with His blessings, with His favor, with His grace, with His glory, with His power. He said, God will fill them up. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. Praise the Lord. So I want to end on this note. You see this book? Everything they teach you when you come for fellowship, they labor, they teach you, they tutor you, they mentor you. Please go and start learning and practicing it. Practicing it. The Bible says you should speak evil of no man. Almost all we can criticize. We criticize. Hey, attack this person, attack this person. Look at that lady self. Look at, you just see a lady start insulting her. You know, she's just the post. She all of those things, you know, and she's not even fine. What's your business? You know, you are a commentator. Anything you see, you must comment on it. You know? Yes. You become a commentator. You see, after you do that, then you now go and pray. Who are you praying to? You have gone to prayer, do prayer and fasting. You now use your mouth to overturn your prayer. That's exactly what you do. You now use your own mouth to now overturn. You see, God has already positioned angels. You are prayed though. God, angels are mounted to go and do that, to go and fulfill that your prayer. Then you now use your mouth to roll them back and chase them away. That's exactly what you do. Praise the Lord. I know God will bless me. God will prosper me in life. God will take me to greater height and greater life in life. Do you know why? Because of the manner of life that I live on a daily basis. Simple. Every day I strive to obey. I put my life in obedience to the word of God. I don't speak anyhow about anybody. Somebody once gave a testimony that he has been with David for a very long time. He has never had David open his mouth and say something negative about anybody. That is the path to abundance and prosperity in life. He said, with the same tongue you bless God, and with the same tongue you curse men who are made in the similitude and in the image of God. God will roll back the prayer that you prayed in prayer. Praise the Lord. Let me show you us in James. James chapter 3. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What do you use your tongue for? James chapter 3. He said, let me read from verse 5. Even so, the tongue, James chapter 3 verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. The tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. What to defile? You know, I told about a lady is pregnant and is quarreling up and down. You see this a tongue. Sometimes he says wishes. So a lot of things will say is wishes and wizard is a lie. It's not no wish, no wizard has access into your life. You have to open the door for them. If you don't open the door for any of them, they cannot enter. Praise the Lord. They cannot enter. You have opened the door for a wish to enter. A wish has entered. You are blaming the wish. But you that opened the door to the wish, you are not blaming yourself. Praise the Lord. Okay, I continue. Verse 6. The tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defies the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Can you see Satan? Your tongue. For every kind of beast and bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. The first person that drinks that poison is yourself. You see, when you attack that young man, you are insulting, you are attacking that person. You know what you are doing? You are drinking poison. You think you have insulted him, but invariably yourself you have drank poison. You see, it's full of deadly poison. Praise the Lord. So anytime you do something, don't forget. You think you are speaking about that person or you are leaking somebody's secret. Amen. You are poisoning your word and you are poisoning your future. If you don't go to God in repentance so that God can help you to roll it back, you meet it tomorrow. He said, give and it shall be what? Well, your mind goes to money. No. If you speak negative words about people, those negative words will turn back like an arrow. It will turn back and start waiting for you. Praise the Lord. So what you give, that is what you receive. When it gets to a place that men are supposed to speak favorably of you to elevate you in life, that is when somebody will rise up and start speaking negative about you and they'll pull you down. Praise the Lord. Because those days you've known how to run people down with your mouth. When they are deciding promotion, I know a young man, they were supposed to promote him in an office. When they want to promote somebody, now rose up and say, this man cannot be promoted. This man cannot be promoted because of this. He listed all those things, and it's okay. If we are not, we are supposed to promote him to a very high position. If we are not promoting him, then we should sack him. They were ready to promote him. Somebody rose up that they cannot promote him. Then that's how they sacked him. He was heading a department in an organization. It's somebody, and I know the story very well. The person that was in that meeting that came and tell me that this man that was sacked, they were supposed to promote him, but somebody rose up. You see, when you use your mouth, you know, to speak negative about people, so in the time of day of favor, when men can should raise up and speak positive about you, somebody will now raise up and speak negative about you. He say what? Give and shall what? Men will give back to you. Praise the Lord. So you can you see how we get blessed and how we don't get blessed in life? Then me, praise, you know, I say I use my mouth very well, right? One time they wanted to promote people in my office, so they omitted my name. Then somebody now rose up. He said, Kai, you cannot promote these people and not promote this person. Praise the Lord. You cannot promote these people and not promote this person. My name was not there, and that's how they picked my name and they put it there. Praise the Lord. Can you see how God works? God works through people. He said, give and it shall be given back to you. Who will give back to you? Angels. He said, so shall who give back to you? So shall men give back to you. So that same place, somebody rose up and spoke for me. And that was how I received my promotion. And it was a big one. It really helped me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That promotion really helped me, because he increased my salary tremendously. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. So okay, I'm reading James 3, verse 7. No, let me go to verse 8. Verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless God, and we bless our God and Father. And with the same tongue we curse men, who have been made in the similitude, in the likeness and the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things suppose not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Does it? No. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear fig? Thus, no spring can yield both salt water and fresh water at the same time. These things are not possible. The way you use your tongue. Praise the Lord. So these are the same. Go back and make consecration. Go and meet God. Ask the Lord to help you. Praise the Lord. And I say, befriend people that can help you. You have a lot of them come around, talk about it. Say, Isaac was here recently. So many of you have your leaders that comes around. Befriend people that can help you to grow the life of God, grow the life of the Spirit. Because your prosperity, your abundance tomorrow is in those things. It's not possible my wife carry pregnancy for 9 months and it will not come out. How? How? Amen.
Amen.
How? It's not. It's not. Praise the Lord. So this is if somebody say you are looking for a job, favor market, or you are looking for job, there's no job. Who told you it's a lie? It's a lie. Who told you there's no job in Nigeria? All those evil reports in the newspaper. 300,000 people went for immigration something. Is it for you? It's not for you. It's not for you. Praise the Lord. You are. I say, how did that song? I live a life of what? I live a life of favor. We live by favor. But people say that's why when I was graduating, I told people that I'm not going to enter the labor. What is labor market? I'm going to enter favor market. Say my wife wants to go to the labor room. What is labor room? She's going to delivery room. She's going to bring forth her baby. Amen. Praise the Lord. The hands of angels are the first hand that welcomes the baby before the nurses will even touch the child. Praise the Lord. So when I was leaving school, he said, when I left school, which kind of favor? I would just meet people. They say they want to give. The people were running to give me job. He said, goodness and he said, surely goodness and mercy shall favor me. all of you that left this place, somebody will come and meet you. I want to give you 1 million to establish a farm. We think it's not possible. Thinking somebody gave a testimony. Those days, he said he was walking on the street of Ilori. He was in Zaria. He was a lecturer, was a pastor. There, somebody stopped him. It's somebody I knew. He said he stopped him on the street of Ilori that the Lord said I should give you this money. That was in the late 1999 year 2000 when this baby Benz, the baby Benz came out that time. There was 190 Benz, 190. They were selling for around that 300. 350. The person calculated the money I gave him. That the Lord said I should give you this money. Praise the Lord. Jobs everywhere, from NNPC to this Nigerian Security and Exchange Commission. Somebody mentioned that there's an op that he works in NNPC to a lot of so many places. So many places. Somebody, even my present job, when they called me for interview and gave me the offer letter, somebody was still calling me in Abuja that they have gotten a job for me. I said, please don't worry, I have another job here. I didn't even ask him which job it was. Because I said I've gotten another job in Lagos. He was calling me to come and pick up a job in Abuja. Another one too. Some people went to his office that they want to give him. Some people went there. My siblings, some of my dad took them to an office. To a man, though, his children, about three of them are graduated. They graduated, three or four of them. He should give them a job. He was a palm sec then to the presidency. So when they went to his office, I was not there. All of them were there. So now I said, don't you have another son that graduated and read accounting? He's not here. He's in Lokoja. I said, go and call that one. They went with my rest of my brother. You remember David? David, don't you have another son? Apart from this one, he said, go and call that one. He went and called that one. He said the NNPC direct, the GMD of NNPC was his friend. He used to come to his guest house in the evening. That the media that when we went to, he said, he should bring me. I should bring me so that they can meet the man. Then you talk to the man, they'll give me a job in NNPC. While we were on the road to that place, so when we went there, when we're preparing to go there, they now called me again that I should come to Lagos, that I should come and do a test and interview for this present job that I'm having. So when I even went to, I said, okay, let me go to Lagos, I'll come back. When I was in Lagos, I got this present job I'm doing. So that one, I did not go back again. Because you know why? God told me that he wanted me to do this job, this particular job that I'm doing. And that's why I'm able to meet you. If I was working in NNPC now, I'd be in Abuja. I'm very sure I'm not me, bro. But God wanted me to do this job because of certain things he wanted me to do. No, God knows tomorrow. He wanted me to do around this area. And they posted me to this place. So they were still calling me for another job. It's different from the one I told you. That the NNPC, they call him for another one. Then the man that wanted to help me in the Security and Exchange Commission, the director there also. When we went there again, we went there with my sibling. I'm telling you a true life story that happens. We went there with my sibling. One of my brothers sat beside him and talked to him about job. So when we now introduced my other brothers introduced themselves, and I introduced myself that this and that. He now said that he's traveling to, is it Canada? He's traveling out. That when he comes back, I should come and see him in my office. My brother, four of us were there. I was not the one that spoke to him about his job. One of my elder brothers spoke to him about his job. But in that same place, he said, I should come and meet him. I should come and meet him. I didn't talk. Praise the Lord. Now I became scared. Envy can come in. I'm that person that spoke to him about his job. But what I'm simply telling you is that when we say goodness and mercy shall follow me, favor, this thing is real, my brother. This thing is real. I met a white man in my office. He came to my office and said, David, I like you. David, I like you. So you know, normal thing now. Anybody can come. I like you. We go. Say, I like you. So somebody else attended to him. I didn't attend to him. Somebody attended to him. When he finished from that person, he came and met me and he gave me money. Oh, that means the man is serious. He went. Another time he came again. He gave me money that was more than the one he gave me. So he told me where he stayed in Royal Bells. I said, okay, I'll come and see him. So I went with my friend that day. I was going to travel to Abuja. So when I went, he gave me money, he gave my friend money. Then 10,000 was a lot of money. I'm talking about maybe 2006,
7 or so, like 10 years ago. He gave me 10,000, gave my friend 3,000. So when I had a small incident in my house, one time again, he gave me another money again. He gave me 20,000 naira. Then one time he asked me that, this is my job. Hope they don't give up. Do I have targets? Then we're selling shares. I work in the bank. Then we're selling shares. He said, do I have targets? Then I know they were paying us commission. If you sell so amount of shares, they give you commission. So my office were offering shares. He said, I didn't ask. He said, do I have targets? I said, yes. So all of us, so they asked us to go to help sell the shares. So he said, I should come and meet him. Then he was living in Ado. I went and meet him in Ado. He gave me a check of 3 point something million. I should go and buy that shares in his name. You know, and I will take the commission. He now came again. One day he asked me that, do I have target? You know, I was not a marketer. You know, so that, okay, I should come and meet him. That he's going to give, he's going to put 100 million in our bank, in my bank. He's going to put a fixed deposit of 100 million in my bank because of me. You know, if you are a lady now, they will say, it's because, Abby?
Yes.
Maybe because he, you know, so I'm trying to tell you the extent to which favor, I want to tell you the extent to which favor can go. God, David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Do you want to step into that place in the spirit? It begins with these things. The 5 naira that you give somebody because he's in need, God can give you 5 million tomorrow. The food that you share with somebody in school now, with your neighbor, like that. Some of you know, hey, this brother, he has only one shirt. What you do, you are laughing at him. Abi, this brother only one shirt and nobody posts like him. You've seen that need. You are attacking. Instead of you to go during break, buy one shirt. You've seen that this brother wears only one shirt. Just buy one shirt and come and give him. You are attacking that brother. Praise the Lord. What are you doing according to the book of James? You are drinking what?
Poison.
You are drinking poison. I know those days in school that God helped me. I gave some people things. You know, I did. I gave. And all those things that I gave on school are things that I don't lack. And God said I will never lack in my life. These days, people just give me things. When I wanted to do my wedding, even from the same office, you were buying me cow. Cow. You buy me cow like that. So, can you see? So, these are some of the things you enter into. So, when we say, come and serve God, and people are running away, we'll see them the next 15 years, they are still struggling. Praise the Lord. Serving God is not punishment. God is, he said, Jesus came. He said, I have come that you may have what? Have life. And have it in abundance. I have come that you have life. I have come so that you can have well-being. So that your life can be better. Your life can be prosperous in life. So that things will go well for you in life. But it begins from the place of dedication and devotion and commitment. You must be totally devoted to Christ. You must befriend people that will help you to serve Christ better. People that will encourage your spirituality, not friends that will pull you down. Some of you need to change your friends. Praise the Lord. You don't know, he said, no eye have seen, no ears have heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. For them that love him. People that love him, the things that God has prepared for them. I have made up my mind to have it and to have all. To have what? All. Praise the Lord. That's why I run as if something is pursuing me. I run in my commitment, in my devotion, in my service to God. I run as if something is pursuing me because I know that's where my future lies. Praise the Lord. So in a nutshell, this is where it begins with. I say we should take our Bible. It begins with befriending the Word of God. What did I say? Befriending the Word of God on a daily basis. You start befriending the Word of God. And number two, you start befriending the Spirit of God in the place of prayer, in the place of worship. Number three, you start befriending people that know God and people that love God. Praise the Lord. You see, so many young people are dying. NYC, a lot of people just die. So you see people just get a job, they die and all. No, you know, no. That's not our approach. You say, with long life, I will satisfy you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Will satisfy you. All those friends that you are following, there are some attempting some of us to do bad things. If God bless them tomorrow and you are nowhere, they will run away from you. Don't, because of any friend, slow you down. If that friend is not ready, cut off from that person. If tomorrow he becomes somebody and you say you are disturbing him,
Maybe because he see you for the first time. Ah, this is my friend, this and that. You bring all your complaints to him. He helps you. After some time again, he starts running away from you. So you must befriend the word of God. You must befriend the spirit of God. You must befriend people that love God. Then you must be devoted and committed in whatever fellowship that you have. Be serious. Then they should not be pursuing in that fellowship. Every fellowship is open. It's open to the extent to which you are committed. They'll give you responsibility. You are always there in the fellowship. You are participate fully and actively in the fellowship. Praise the Lord. I don't want to speak more than this. Do you have any question? I'll take your one or two questions, then we'll now pray. Any question? Okay.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask this question, sir. A Christian brother, sir. You know, from what we've read now, that according to Galatians 5, verses 19, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Sir, a Christian brother that lives a life that is not comfortable with it, I doubt it that all those fruits, can he abide with all those fruits, sir?
Okay. You see, those fruits does not grow in one day. Praise the Lord. You cultivate it, you say, gradually by... Gradually, you start nurturing. You know, my brother talk about seed, right? I said the seed that grow and become a tree. It's gradually over time you start changing, but you must make up your mind and there must be a commitment that you change. I'm this angry brother. Any small thing, you are even angry to your mother. Your mother talk, you reply back. Praise the Lord. You make up your mind that I'm not going to reply my mother, even whether she's right or she's not right. And then sometimes you are not even aware. Before you know, you have replied her. Say, Mama, I am sorry. You go and meet her, you are sorry. 10 times you reply her, 10 times you go and meet her, I am sorry. This is the way you learn. Small time, you start breaking. You know, you start breaking. Even your friend, your roommate, say, the way I spoke to you, I'm sorry. If you do the wrong thing, you know in your heart you've done the wrong thing. Go and meet that person. Praise the Lord. What are you ashamed of? What reputation do you have? What name do you have? Praise the Lord. Go and meet the person, you are sorry. Many marriages are broken down because somebody cannot say sorry. The man is wrong, or somehow he has just embarrassed the wife in public. The next thing he's doing is go and buy he branching Mr. Biggs, buy ice cream, honey, come home and drop those things. Praise the Lord. The woman will say thank you and everything, but does it heal the wound that is there? But just sorry will heal the wound that is inside. Praise the Lord. We'll do something, we'll start taking corner and not address the problem. Say, honey, I'm sorry the way I spoke to you in public. Praise the Lord. So the way I spoke to you in public. You understand? So these are some of the things you need to learn. This is how you develop some of this. It's practical. But you must be patient. It takes time. So you must be patient with what? With yourself. I was a very angry person. You know, very, very angry. My mother will talk. I'll fire her back. Praise the Lord. But when I became a Christian, I got born again. You know, gradually God helped me to change. So my mother looked at me one time and said, you are really changed. You are really changed, and she was happy. Praise the Lord. It's gradually, anywhere I can reply her. Anywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that is it. So a Christian brother, you are born again. You may not have this through. You may not exhibit this through the way you want it. But as you keep studying the word of God, as you keep attending fellowship meetings, fellowship with other brethren, make up a commitment that you want to change. And for like greed, the way to overcome greed is to give. Praise the Lord. The way you overcome greed is to, what did I say? It's to give. One day, my best friend those days in I need to tell you this so that you know. See, so that you know certain things are possible. My best friend, you know, those days, I just feel that anytime he comes and I'm eating, he will never say no. So one day he was coming, I just bought food. Then, you know, just graduated from, I was not born again then. We just left secondary school. He was coming to my house, and I heard his voice from outside. I hid the food, and I ran out of the house. I went to the next compound. he came very far to see me. I ran to the next compound. I just stayed there until he goes. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there is nobody that God cannot change. If God changed Apostle Paul, Abby, from the murderer to a giver of life. Amen. And change person that will hide his food from his best friend and run away. to the next compound so that his best friend will not come and change that person to a perpetual giver. God can change every one of us here. Praise the Lord. Another of my friends came, I pushed the food under the bed to see how committed, how attached to food. But I had to start learning it. Sometimes it's not easy. Now those days when I start learning it, I'm sharing my food. It's repaying me, but I'll still be sharing it. Gradually, that God now breaking. Now, if you give me food and there's somebody around, I can't even eat the food again. I'll give that person to eat it. Praise the Lord. If somebody, those that are around me, they know. If they bring the food, I'll say I'm not eating. You know, give the person the food. If my wife keeps food for me and I come back from the office and that's the only food available at home in the house, of course she already know. I told her I'm not hungry. Once I see the next person comes in, it's not as if I will manage the hunger. Automatically the hunger disappears. Because I have been trained over time by the Spirit. You know. Because of what satisfies me, just like David was so thirsty. When they brought the water, he said, "This is the blood of this man." He was no longer thirsty again. He poured it on the ground as an offering. He said, "Let the Lord drink this water." Praise the Lord. So automatically, I'm speaking the truth. I'm not saying anything. Who am I going to impress in this place? Automatically, the hunger disappears. I say, "Give this person." You know, I'll just don't worry. I'm okay. You know, that's, you know, you can journey from that point to this other point in God, but it takes training. It's practical, you must learn it. Those days in the university, when I became a Christian, I would cook, like we stay in fellowship, I stay in the fellowship secretariat. I would cook in the house, serve everybody. If the food is not enough, I can serve anybody I will not eat. That is the way you learn it. Praise the Lord. You must learn the things of the Spirit by practical illustration and example. You must learn it. Go for holiday. Identify someone that does not have any. The person must not be in your fellowship. So long as the person is a student, buy something and come and give that person. You know, you ladies, they know the people that have two shoes and the people that have one shoe. Buy one shoe and come and give. They know. They are laughing. Don't you know? Don't you know? They know. So buy, even if it's a brother, even you know, say you know. This is for you. I bought slippers, shoes, and I brought it for sisters when I was in school. Praise the Lord. So there is a manner of life you live. All your days, God will position angels around you everywhere you go. Praise the Lord. My brother, somebody raise up his hand here. Okay.
Praise God. I have two questions, sir. The first one goes thus. Concerning where we read in the book of James chapter 3. Verse 8 of this was saying something concerning taming of tongue. I believe the best way to caution talkativeness is to tame tongue. But here now in verse 8 of it, it said no man can tame tongue. So I want more explanation on that. And secondly, concerning the nature of man that we studied earlier on, I mean the act of the spirit and the act of flesh. Is it possible now this time around, it's not for everyone, it's for Christian, is it possible for a Christian to nurture an act, not all but an act of man, as in the case of Moses? Because someone once told me that I had in one of the messages I had, and that affected Moses doesn't start the day he fell, has been something that has been since his childhood. So is it possible for a Christian to nurture and the act of flesh?
Okay, praise the Lord. Briefly, let me quickly address the first question. He said the tongue can no man tame. Praise the Lord. But don't forget 1 Corinthians 5:17. He that is in Christ is a new what? It's a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. That man has the power to tame the tongue. Once you are born again, you are a new person in Christ. Don't forget that the tongue does not stand alone. The root of the tongue is in the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, does the mouth what? Speaks. So that's why it says the time, say, "Your word have I hidden where? In my heart." So what the man that have hidden the word of God in his heart, when he wants to talk, what is he going to speak? He's going to speak in accordance to God's word. So when you begin to eat the heart, you know, so once you begin to, that's why I told her that begin to be friend with the word of God. When you are taking the word of God so much, unconsciously and subconsciously, the word of God will begin to control your tongue. Praise the Lord. That place said that no man can tame the tongue. He went further to say that the tongue is controlled by hell. Right? This one, now the word of God will begin to control your tongue. That is why you must, if you are not devoted to the word of God, you can't tame your tongue. The word of God goes straight into your heart. It begins to change, you know, your heart, change your heart. So many times I have told God so many times, I'm sorry. Those days of learning, I'm still learning, but those early days, those greener days of learning, those earliest days of learning. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, I've done this thing again. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, I'm saying this thing again. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I keep saying sorry until after, you know. I'm keep saying sorry because anytime I say sorry, you know, it wakens my consciousness. It wakens my, you know, consciousness. It wakens my consciousness. I come more alive. Until after some time, some of those things, I don't even need to see them. And at some certain things, I don't even need to do them. So that is where we can tame our tongue through what? The word of God and the Spirit of God helping us. Praise the Lord. You remember I told you that you see, if you speak something, maybe you overreacted to somebody, go and tell that person and what? I'm sorry, like that. And I say you should not speak evil about anybody. If you speak evil about anybody, just ask the Lord to, Lord, I'm sorry, help me not to say this again. Praise the Lord. A man of God was sick. And he's a man that walked in faith. He walked in divine health. He was sick. He has applied all the faith principle, it didn't work. He has prayed, it didn't work. One middle of the night, he woke up and he met God. And God said, it is because of the negative word you said about so-so brother. He now said, God, I am sorry. Immediately he said, I am sorry. For 3 days he was battling with that sickness. Immediately he said, I am sorry. He said he was healed. Then he met that brother and he even apologized to that brother. The brother was not there when he spoke that word. Praise the Lord. The brother was not there when he spoke that word. He said 3 days he was sick. He prayed, no way. The third midnight he was, then God said, he said, I'm sorry, and he got healed. Then when I was serving, there was a brother that came. We used to wake up in the middle of the night and pray. So the brother stood up, he said he was sick. I prayed for him. He said he was sick, and God led him that I should pray for him. I prayed for him and he left. So meanwhile, later in the day, he now came to give testimony that he said he was sick and I wanted to pray for him also. So he said, after I prayed for him, the thing continued. But he was thinking in his heart that this person has come with his prayer thing again, you know. So that was what he was thinking when I prayed for him. So when he left, this sickness continued. Then the Holy Ghost now told him that, shall they pray for you? And look at what you were thinking. He now said, Lord, I'm sorry. And when he said, I'm sorry, he received his healing. It was the same brother that came and gave testimony in the fellowship, in our corporate fellowship then. Praise the Lord. So can you see the root of certain things that happens to us? That one is by the way. Then the second question you ask, that is it possible that certain character should be with us? If you don't deal with certain character, the character will grow up tomorrow and deal with you. Praise the Lord. If loss is inside of our hearts, and we don't overcome loss by love, if it's there, one day it will deal with you. As you are growing, that character is growing. That's why I see some people, they are anointed, God has used them mightily. One thing, maybe money, maybe embezzle church finance also. There's a pastor that they put in prison, the pastor of the largest church in the whole world, because of financial misappropriation. They put him in prison, the largest church in the world. Present, he's still alive. They put him in prison. Then there are some, you've heard of instances of men of God that maybe they fall into adultery or fornication. It's there. If you don't deal with it, as you are growing, the thing is growing too. Praise the Lord. Maybe it was a baby. Instead of you to crush it, it's growing. After you too, you have grown in the faith. It has grown and also a giant. One day it will just put you under and press you down. That's what happens. So we must deal, when you know you have tendency for certain kind of weakness, you must deal with it in God, you know. Use the word of God, pray, everything, and, you know, work on it so that thing you got. Then even if it means for you to trust a brother, people you can share with, I have this basic weakness. You know, people have been through that same road they are passing through before. Praise the Lord. I have these weaknesses, I have this thing that is troubling me, all of those things, you know, we'll counsel them and we'll see them come out of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so you not sure it, you know, you have issue with laws, you are secretly watching pornography and all of those things, you know. You know, you can, if you can handle it, look for people that you can talk to, people that can help you, they can pray with you, people that can counsel you and break that tyrant, that bond. If not, it will destroy your marriage tomorrow. I'm telling you. These are small character, all those things, you know, and that is the sin of the young people of this generation. Pornography and masturbation. It goes on to lead to lesbianism and homosexuality, all kinds of things. So all of those things will grow with you if you don't break them. You know, if you don't break them, if you don't take proactive step, praise the Lord. So you address it in prayer, you address it in fellowship, with the Word of God. The Word of God, you know, battle it, and then one or two people that cannot, you need a coach. As good as Lionel Messi is, he has a coach. As good as C. Ronaldo is, he has a coach. So you too, you need a spiritual coach. Praise the Lord. And sometimes talk to your coach. There's nothing to be what is shameful about you are battling with lust. What is shameful about it? The only thing that is shameful about it is like saying I have malaria. What is shameful about having malaria? You go to the doctor, you hide it. Are you going to conceal it? You open up to the doctor that I have what? Malaria. Praise the Lord. So there is nothing shameful. Okay, I'm battling with lust. Meet somebody that can help you. There's no shame about it. I don't want anybody to know. One of the ways that Satan helped to grow, to keep us in bondage to those characters, is secrecy. Lust thrive under secrecy. The atmosphere that love will grow, love, all this greed, is secrecy. In secret. Keep it in secret. Nobody should know about it. Praise the Lord. That is one of the satanic strategy to keep that character going. Praise the Lord. One of the things that can break it is, that's why the power of confession. When you go to your meet your coach, this is what I'm having. He can counsel you, he can pray with you, and that spirit and that bondage can be broken. Don't be shy about any negative attitude or character in your life. Maybe me, greed. I can't share, you know. You shouldn't be, you can talk to your coach. Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, somebody that at least to a major, you know, the person's pedigree, you know, the person's spiritual stand, you know, like that. So, open up to the person and they can help you come out of that character. Praise the Lord. If you have that character, you don't enjoy tomorrow. You don't enjoy your marriage tomorrow. Even all this greed, everything, you don't even prosper very well in life. Praise the Lord. One more question and... okay. I didn't ask for time.
Praise the Lord.
I want to hand up. Okay.
On the book, Mark chapter 3, talks about every sin is unformed and blasphemy is forgiven. Ask forgiveness rather. But the one against the Holy Spirit doesn't have forgiveness. Now, when you actually sin against the Holy Spirit, the first question is, how can one sin against the Holy Spirit? And the second one is that, when you have actually sinned against the Holy Spirit and does not have forgiveness, what is the effect? Is that eternal damnation?
Praise the Lord. He said, when you sin against Christ, against God, you have forgiveness. When you sin against Christ, you have forgiveness. When you sin against the Holy Ghost, there is no forgiveness. Let me give you an analogy of a football match. Maybe, you know, you start from number 9, right? Maybe you carry football, you beat number 9. After you beat number 9, you beat all the midfielders. Then you have the defense, number 4 and number 5. Once you beat those number 4 and number 5, who is the last line of defense? Once you beat the keeper, what happens? Eh? Now, there are dispensations in God. If you reject the Father, Jesus, there is an advocate. Praise the Lord. If you reject the Jesus himself, the Holy Ghost is there for you as an advocate. But if you reject the Holy Ghost, who will now be your advocate? Because don't forget, after Jesus, when Jesus came, some people rejected him, right? When Jesus was on earth, some people rejected him. So when Jesus left and when the Holy Ghost now came, right? The Bible said the Holy Ghost will help us to make intercession. When the Holy Ghost now came, then the Holy Ghost now start working in our lives to bring us to the place of repentance. The Holy Ghost is the last lap of the Godhead amongst men, walking. So Jesus went to heaven and sent the Holy Ghost down. If we reject the ministry of the Holy Ghost, who's under whose influence? If we reject his influence for him to bring us to faith, the Holy Ghost brings us to accept what Jesus has done. Amen. So the testimony of the Holy Ghost is the testimony of Christ. Everything that Jesus has done for, on our behalf, Jesus has accomplished for us. The Holy Ghost is the person helping to bring us into it, to bring us to the place of repentance, to accept the Son of God. If you reject that moving, that stirring of the Holy Ghost to bring you to that place, who is going to help you? Who is going to help you? Praise the Lord. So you can now begin to see, so you understand the context from which Jesus was speaking. If you are those that offended the Father, those that offended the Father, Adam, the likes of Adam and Eve that sinned, every other person that sinned, when Jesus came, Jesus stood for them. When even resurrected, the Bible says he took some people with him. When Jesus came, people rejected him. Even the people that rejected him, when the day the Holy Ghost came, part of the people that rejected Christ, 3,000 of them got born again, true or false? On the day of Pentecost, all the people that rejected Christ, even those that killed him, when the Holy Ghost came, the Holy Ghost was able to work repentance in them and bring them to faith. Praise the Lord. After the dispensation of the Holy Ghost ended, nobody else is coming. Praise the Lord. And those of us that will not yield and respond to the working of the Holy Ghost today, then there is no more mercy that will be left. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to explain. That is not okay. It's not, it's beyond saying me. I speak one word. Maybe I spoke against God here and all of those things. So then the Bible also went to say that after we have known Christ and we turn back, there is no more mercy that is left for us. After you have known the Son of God, then you now go forward to now deny him. Are you hearing me? You now go further to now deny him. That's is this Romans 10 now? Hebrews 6. Okay, Hebrews 6. That there is no more repentance that is there is no more offering. That the offering for Christ is sufficient for any kind of sin, even all kind of blasphemy. So that word blasphemy is not just a word that you speak alone. It's not just one action that you do again. It's now begin to deny the Son of God. After having known the Son of God, having known him and now turn back from him, who else is going to help you? If you deny, if you reject the workings of the Holy Ghost inside of your life to bring us to faith, then there is no more salvation, there is no more room that is left for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I've explained it to the extent to which I know it, to the measure of light that I have today. If God gives us more light, give a better explanation. Okay, somebody raise up his hand here. Okay. I will not look back again so that I will not take from any other person. We'll pray.
I'm coming to the book of Galatians. One of the fruit of the Spirit is meekness.
Yes.
And to my understanding, I think it is when you are being quiet and when you are not proud. And when we now come to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says that we should study to show ourselves approved, our workmanship. So I think I want to ask that if when you study and you are now trying to show yourself that I've studied and I know this thing and you are trying to teach them, is it not that you are proud?
Praise the Lord. Leave him alone now. Why are you laughing at him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Leave him alone. He has asked his question. Praise the Lord. He didn't talk to you now. He's asking a question he wants to know. God bless you for that wonderful and beautiful question. Amen. He said, meekness is like what you said, that the spirit of meekness. That's my brother. Tokwe, do you have that my message, the spirit of meekness? That short message. Who has it? Only blessing. The spirit of meekness. Just short message. You have it. Please try and give it to him. So meekness. When in the Bible now say, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, is not to show yourself to men. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not to show yourself to men. Maybe that okay, I know those things. No, the showing yourself is that. When you study, so that those things will become a living example inside of you. It's not even you that will tell people. People will see it. You know, it's a let your good works. Let your light so shine amongst men that men will see what? They will see your good works. You know, somebody will be passing. They say, I saw one brother insulting this brother, James. That brother that used to be hot temper. The brother was just insulting and he did not even say anything. You know, praise the Lord. In that moment, you have shown yourself what? Approved. A workman that needed not to be what? Ashamed. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Then, that your roommate, that the day you don't have food, refuse to give you food to eat. The day you now have, you now give it to the person. What have you done? What have you done? You have shown yourself what? Approved. Praise the Lord. Please, can you rise up and pray? Can you rise up? Can you begin to talk to your father? How many of us have been blessed today? Eh? Okay, so go and put in practice everything that we have learned. You appreciate your father. If I leave you without showing one scripture, I have not done well. Go to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1. Is it 1 Peter or 2 Peter? If we don't see it in 1 Peter, we'll go to 2 Peter. All those first and second, they used to... Look, you know I told you about character. And I told you how you can be blessed and prosper in life and live heaven on earth. Okay. First Peter, okay, it should be chapter 2 then. It's 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith, what? Virtue. To virtue what? Knowledge. Are we all there? Are we? Second Peter chapter 1 verse 5. Are we all there? But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, say, do everything in your power. Add, now you are born again. Add to your being born again. Add to your faith, virtue. To virtue, what are you adding?
Knowledge.
To knowledge, add what? Self-control. To self-control, add what? To perseverance, add what? Godliness. To godliness, add what? Brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, add what? Love. He said, if these things are yours, and they are plenty in your life, they are bound in your life, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do this thing, you will never what?
Fall.
He said, you will never fall, you will never stumble in life. Even for so, an entrance will be supplied, granted to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I won't talk beyond this. Say, you will never fall in life, even in business. You will never be a failure in business. You will never be a failure in your career. He said, if these things be in you and they are growing, the word abound means to grow. Praise the Lord. You will marry and your marriage will be fruitful with children. If these things be with you, and at the end of your life on earth, even in heaven, they will give you an abundant entrance. Even in heaven, you'll be a celebrity because these things are inside of you. Is it not the same thing we read in Galatians 5? All those virtues. Can you begin to talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you? Let your understanding of Christianity be these things. It's not enough to be inquirer. It's not enough to be the Bible study coordinator or the president of the group. After 6 months, evaluate your life. Be hungry enough and meet, brother, my life is not changing. My anger still remains the same way it is. I'm still struggling with unforgiveness. After 6 months, go and meet a brother. I say, you need a coach. You need a coach. You need a spiritual coach. Meet a coach. I'm not changing. Look at my character, my character and attitude to my father has not changed. I want a better relationship with my father. Even if my father is always shouting on me, you make up your mind that I will not respond once. How will you reply your father? I'll never reply once. This is Christianity. This is what Jesus came to give you. And to give me. This is the faith. The man must be changing. The woman must be changing. Day by day. Day by day. When the Bible said the inward man must be renewed day by day. This change must be visible, it must be practical. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We bless you. Father, we thank you. Help us. Father, I pray that you help me. Help me to grow in faith, to grow in love on a daily basis. Help me to grow in to abound in joy. Joy like a river in my soul. Peace. Let the peace of God abound in my life, in my soul. Out of this peace, let my marriage be extremely peaceful. Let my children grow up to know extremely peaceful Father. Let them grow and say, I want to be like my Father. Let David, let King, let grace, let love, let them grow up and say, I want to be peaceful. The peace in the soul. This, my Father is so peaceful. I want to be like my Father. My Father is a man of faith. Oh, I want to let my children grow. My Father, I pray. In the midst of my brethren today, I lift up my voice and I cry. Let my children grow up. And say, oh, I want to be a man of faith. Like my Father. Help my faith to grow. Help my faith to abound. In the name of Jesus, help my tongue. Help my tongue. Purify my tongue. Purify my heart. With this tongue, I will bless you and I will bless people. With this tongue, I will not speak evil of no man. Help me, my Father. Give me the heart to repent. Anytime I inadvertently speak evil of any man. Thank you, my Father. A heart to love. A heart to love. A heart that delights to show mercy. A heart that loves to forgive. Oh, a heart that glory in mercy. Mercy. Glory to show mercy. This is the faith. This is the Christian life. This is the life we are called to live. Let men see your good work. Let men so see my good work. Oh, I give glory to my Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be like you, more of you. More of you in my life. More of you. Less of me. Lord, I pray that there might be more of you and less of me, more of you, more of your kindness, more of your love, more of your grace, more of your goodness, more of your glory, more of your patience, more of your kindness, more of your gentleness in me, more of you, Lord, I pray that there might be more of you, less of me, more of you, and less of me. Lord, I pray that there might be more of you, less of me, more of you, less of me. John the Baptist said, I must increase in my life, and I must decrease. More of you, and less of me. Lord, I pray that there might be more of you and less of me. Have you made up your mind that in your home, in your house, they are going to see a new you? In the power, in the energy of God's word and God's spirit, your brother will know another kind of sister. Your sister will know another kind of brother. Your father, your mother will see a new person. It begins from there. Love begins from your home. More of you in my life. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you. The more I know you. Abra, can you sing that song?
I want more of you, oh, the more I love you, oh, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. You make my life so beautiful. Oh, you make my life, and I see you are, you are, let me, you are, made me an angel, and nothing richer than this, oh Lord. I swear, love the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, I want more of you. I want more of you, oh Lord Jesus. I want Jesus, I want more of you. The more I love, the more I love you. Oh, you, Jesus, more. Oh, sing it one more time. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you. Jesus, come to me, Lord. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I love you. You make my life so beautiful. You make my life alone. Nice. You are making. There's nothing you do, love. Nothing serious. That is why I love you, Lord. That is why I love forevermore. I want more of you, Lord. I want more. I need more of you. I want more of you, Lord. Jesus, come into my life, oh Lord. More I love you,
can you pray? If you can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. If you can pray in your understanding, and pray. The cause of sin is broken. The reins of death are broken. In Jesus' name, the reins of death are broken. In Jesus' name, we usher in the reins of life. We usher in the reins of life. We usher in the reins of immortality in the name of Jesus. The dominion of death is broken. The bonds of death are broken. We lose the reins of life in our soul, in our body, in our spirit. Everlasting life. The reins of eternal life. Immortality. Immortal life. The reins of life. We come under the dominion of life. In the name of Jesus. Under the dominion of life. Under the government of life. In the name of Jesus. Life in the Son. Life in the Son. In our mortal bodies. In our soul, in our spirit, in the name of Jesus. Make it, fruit. We bless you, Father. Aboloko malakada, thank you Father, malakada, ingere beleke, ekere malakada, bless you Father, we give you praise, in the name of Jesus, malakada, emelekede, praise the Lord, can you start confessing, can you start confessing, can you begin to talk to God, confess, what you need to confess, say Lord I'm sorry, the way I behave, my character, my attitude to my parent. Oh, I've not been living right with my parent, with my roommate, even in the fellowship. Lord, I've not been living right. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me and help me. Change my attitude, change my life. Oh, my brother. This my brother, my sister. Mention her name, mention his name. Oh, I've not been living right. I want to do right. I want to do right. But okay. If you do right, if you do right, will you not be accepted? If you do right. Oh, Lord, I want to do right. I want to do the right things in life. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father. Lord, I lose everyone in this atmosphere. I lose the reins of life. The reins of life. The reins of immortality. Over every soul, let the flood begin. Let the flood begin. Open the flood gates of their soul. Let life flow. Abundant life. Abundant life. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the river flow. Let the river of life flow in every soul, in every life. In the name of Jesus, ebekete, make it. In the name of Jesus, ebe, make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, we thank you. Oh, thank you for this impartation of life. Thank you because the reins of death is broken over our life, over our soul. Thank you because the curse of sin is broken in our lives. Thank you because the reins of life are loosened to our being. Thank you because the floodgates of heaven in our souls are loosed. Life and abundance of life begins to flow. Thank you for the atmosphere of heaven. The climate of heaven that has come into our soul. From today we rise up from this meeting and begin doing the things that are right. Unto Cain it is spoken. If you do right, will you not be acceptable? We rise from this meeting to do right. To do things that are right. To live in consonance and in pattern to your word and to your spirit. The things that we have learned, we grow the fruit of the spirit. Because we have the nature of the spirit is implanted in us. We will grow that nation. We will befriend the word of God. We will befriend the spirit of God. We will befriend godly people. People that are God seekers and God chasers. People that love God, that follows hard after God. We will befriend them in Jesus' name. We will be committed and devoted in our local assembly. We will avail ourselves. Thank you, Father. And above all, our souls will follow hard after you, like the psalmist wrote in Psalm 63. Say, my soul follows hard after you. This is our testimony. Our souls after today will follow hard after you in Jesus' name. God to us will become a joy. God to us will become a delight. Will become a pleasure. The word of God will become a joy to our spirit. Oh, the atmosphere of the spirit will become our natural habitat. After today in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Father. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Go and prosper in life. Oh, go and abound in life. With long life, God will satisfy you and show you his salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, there shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus. Because the Lord has commanded his angels, giving them charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You will not dash your foot against a stone. They shall carry you in their hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. In your academics you will prevail. Oh, favor is your second name. Men will favor you. Men will bless you. In the name of Jesus. And I lose your soul. You become a giver. You become a chronic giver. A chronic giver in life. So God can open the doors of heaven to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Your heritage is blessed. I give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.